Some of the podcast represents the ever shrinking radio career to me.
Or a transition into the future. You never know.
Possibly.
Look at Adam Carolla, man. He's all over it.
Actually, the podcast, I will say, the people who listen to the podcast, they love it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the best. This is better than terrestrial radio to me. The problem is the people who won't trouble themselves to ever listen to a podcast, which is becoming a smaller number.
You have to be a very active listener, which is good, though.
It's a simple procedure, though. I mean, there are some people who are just confounded by the technology. They can't figure out, okay,
what do I do?
Yeah.
Where are these podcasts?
But I think there's a lot of 35-year-old people who go, what's a podcast?
I
mean, they don't even know.
Really?
But
mind.
If they're, yeah, I think there's
at
a 35? Significant amount.
Okay.
No, maybe not. Certainly less than that are 55.
Yeah. You really have to break through. I mean, there's so many of them, too. So many.
But in Detroit, if you're a fan of our show,
yeah,
podcasts should not be a big block to listening to the show. And I think a lot of people have, well, clearly a lot of people are finding us, and we're all over the place. We're on iTunes. Mm. We're on, where else are we, Jay? We're on the Drew and Mike fan blog.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
cool.
They're getting a lot of listening over there. They show up first. If you put in Drew and Mike podcast, that's the first thing that comes up.
Oh, nice.
And our website's getting a lot of hits, too.
I accessed you on Pocket Cast.
What's that?
The Pocket Cast. It's another podcast aggregate service.
I tell you, one of the problems is figuring out how many people are listening. It's a real issue. And how old are they?
Impossible.
Yeah, it's probably impossible. But, you know, will we sell advertising? I don't know. There's people... I read close to 1,000 emails yesterday.
Wow.
1,000.
A lot of time on your hands.
Well, I was interested in what people had to say.
He's a businessman.
And yeah. And by the way, I hate being a businessman. I'm a failure already.
That's really funny.
Leaving money on the table every day. There's people who want to advertise, and I can't even bring myself to call them because I don't have time. I'm busy trying to put a great show on.
Like I said, so many people, you know, they pound me with questions. Like when you left, it was, hey, you still talk to Drew? And then, you know, I said, well, he's not dead. That was the first part. But then now it's like, hey, podcast, is he monetizing and getting advertised? And I just go, do you know, Drew? It's going to take a while. I go, it will happen. That's Drew. Things will eventually get to that point. It will happen.
But drops will happen first.
No, absolutely. Well, it's one of those
prioritize.
Things. Someone else was saying, well, the website's kind of, you know, I said, yeah, but this, you got to understand the guy. You got the equipment, and now it's time to just go, get it up, get it moving, which is fine. Yeah.
Well, there was the issue of Mike Clark announcing it on Facebook, much to my surprise.
Did that speed things up?
Did speed things up.
Was he reprimanded?
Not really. He should have been reprimanded, but he wasn't.
Did you dock his pay from zero to zero?
I know, I'm not in a real strong position here. He's only agreed to do 2 a week, and for a long time, he wouldn't agree to do any. I mean, he's just like, I got to talk to Trish, and I was like, Mike, would you just tell Trish you're doing 2 podcasts a week? And then he said... Oh, you know what? I've just been putting it off because I just didn't want to think about it. I'm sure I want to do it. And then, like, the next day he said, I'll do 2 a week.
That's a huge commitment, though.
For him, it's a pretty big commitment. It took months to get him to do that.
He is a creature of habit.
Yes, he is.
He's the most amazing creature of habit.
Mark, we already have issues with what days he's going to do it. Because Wednesdays, he has an issue like every third Wednesday there's something he does. I mean, we're talking, what? I think we're... There's 24 hours in a day. I don't think what he does every third Wednesday takes all 24 hours. But if he has one other thing on a day, he can't do the podcast. And then Friday, he can't do it on Friday because Saturday he has flight training and it's so late in the day, it almost pushes up against it.
Can we put a GPS tracker on him and map it out
where
he goes and what he does in a day, hour by hour, minute by minute?
I thought your idea of having him use a diary.
Diary, yeah.
You know, like, what's his face?
Carl Pilkington from the Gervais podcast.
That could be very funny.
But he's got to do it.
I think...
That would just add one more thing.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to.
I think he would actually work. He might get a kick out of it, though. I know he'd laugh his ass off when he read the diary.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. It would be so ridiculous.
Better yet, he's got an iPhone, right?
Yes.
Just have him voice note every 30 minutes as to what he's doing.
I'm talking about this.
And then play it back.
I have to sell this to him because I know this would be really funny.
Oh, that would be very funny.
Do you know what? Jay was pointing out that, not that I'm throwing Jay under the bus here because I noticed it too. He was paralyzed for about 3 weeks because his oak tree fell in the backyard. And it was like, oh, you know, I'm so busy with his oak tree. Tree fell in my backyard. So.
Oh, is he cutting it down himself?
Exactly. You know, you knew, and I know, that he was never going to lay one finger on that oak tree. I mean, it was one phone call, basically. A phone call, and then thanking the guy when he came and showing where the tree was, writing him a check or, you know, running his Visa card or whatever, and that was it. I mean, there's really three small, very not time-consuming acts, a phone call and a house visit. That's it. And yet he was paralyzed. Oh, you know, ever since this oak tree fell, I'm just so wrapped up here, I can't do anything.
I can kind of, oh boy, I can kind of sympathize because I do put things off. If a phone call is going to take more than 10 minutes, it kind of, I do kind of like put it off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, no, I dread initiating a thing, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean,
once you're into it,
the process goes
well. Yeah. But initiating, getting it going. And his thinking about coming.
I can find an excuse to stop anything and putting it off.
I think that might have been what it was.
I have other things going on.
He knew he had to really get on his own ass to make the phone call, and he didn't want to initiate because then he's got to be there when they come, too, and got to plan that.
Yeah.
But when he said he had flight training on Saturday,
so he couldn't do Friday. That's
so he couldn't
awesome.
Do Friday. It's like,
that's awesome.
Because it's late in the day, and then he gets home and he has to eat late. Everything's late. And then the next day I've got this thing, this flight training.
How sensitive is this man?
I know. He's in pretty good humor about this stuff when I point it out. He realizes ridiculous.
That's what's funny. He doesn't want to be that way.
Yeah, he just can't help himself.
No. You know, that's always been the thing with him. He doesn't want to be a certain way. He just is.
I thought his eating habits were pretty appalling, though, or used to be, when he would talk about it, that he would eat really late at night and then have a Dove bar in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he'd wake up in the middle of the night.